In Matthew 28, verse 19, we read, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." On October 13th through October 24th, 2008, the Family Radio Mission Team of Ambassadors for Christ visited the island of Hawaii to share God's message of judgment and salvation to the dear people there. This mission trip became a reality as a result of a resident living in Hawaii, whose name was Jason. Jason is a Family Radio listener who listens via the internet. The Lord had put in his heart to be a witness in Hawaii. He sent a letter to Family Radio, to the missions director, asking him to please come to Hawaii to share God's word. By God's wonderful grace and providence, he acted upon Jason's letter, and this trip was set. Hawaii is the 50th state of the United States. It is located in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, 2,500 miles southwest of Los Angeles, California. The Hawaiian Islands were discovered by British naval captain James Cook. He named the island Sandwich Islands. Hawaii is an archipelago. Archipelago refers to a group of islands or an expanse of water with many scattered islands. Hawaii is the largest of eight major islands, which are Hawaii, Maui, Kahoolawe, Lanai, Molokai, Oahu, Kauai, Niihau, and 124 islets. I hope I pronounced all those correct. Various official nicknames are available for Hawaii. They are the Big Island, the Aloha State, the Pineapple State, the Paradise of the Pacific, and the Youngest State. Hawaii is the historic location of the famous U.S. Naval headquarters of the U.S. Pacific Fleet called Pearl Harbor. The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor in 1941. That attack, which destroyed many U.S. warships, airplanes, and killed many sailors, brought the United States into World War II. Pearl Harbor is a well-visited tourist attraction today. Christianity was introduced to Hawaii by New England missionaries from Boston in 1820. Today, Christianity is practiced by about 28.9% of the population. The other religions practiced are the Jewish religion at 8%, the Buddhist religion at 9%, and 61% of other groups, which includes the Muslims, the Hindus, atheists, and others. The economy is mainly driven by processed foods, defense industries, and tourism. Hawaii became a U.S. state, admitted to the Union as the 50th state in August 50, 1959. The capital city is Honolulu, located in the Oahu Island. The population of Hawaii is approximately 1.3 million, and three-quarters of the population lives in Oahu. The official language are English and Hawaiian. The Hawaiian language came from the Polynesians who first lived on the island. Honolulu was one of the main areas of our mission activities. The mission trip began on Columbus Day, Monday, October 13, as many of the team from the East Coast met together at the Newark, New Jersey airport for a direct flight to Honolulu. It was a long 10-hour flight, but by God's mercy and grace, we arrived safely in Hawaii at around 6:10 p.m. Hawaii time is 6 hours behind Eastern Standard Time. We met the rest of the team at the airport. Our team consisted of 17 ambassadors, 9 men and 8 women. It was dark out by the time we arrived to our hotel. We had dinner, then a meeting, then went to our rooms for a good night's rest in preparation for a full day of track distribution in the morning. Our schedule was as follows. Breakfast was at 7 a.m. We loaded up and were out in the field by 9:30 a.m. Each team took care of their lunches. We typically returned to the hotel by 6 p.m. Dinner was at 7:30 p.m. and we had a group meeting after dinner. Teams were divided as follows. There were 3 teams of 4 people, 1 team of 3, and 1 team of 2. Team assignments were given at breakfast. Tuesday the 14th was our first full day of track distribution. Today our team was assigned to the Aloha Tower Market. The Aloha Tower Marketplace is a waterfront shopping center located at the Honolulu Harbor. The Aloha Tower was built in 1926. The tower itself is a 10-story tower with a 4-sided clock that is used as part of an inter-island cruise ship terminal. The market was completed in 1994 as part of a Honolulu Harbor commercial revitalization project. The Aloha Tower Market area had 3 levels featuring 100 stores and popular restaurants and facilities for convention. This market sells islands, fashions, accessories, Hawaiian arts and crafts, and all kinds of souvenirs. Our team of 3 ambassadors divided to cover the stores. 2 ambassadors went inside the stores to cover the downstairs and upstairs stores, giving tracks to people inside the stores, store vendors, and customers. Distribution was going very well until security personnel asked them to leave. I stood on the sidewalk near the main road area, close to the main entry of the market. 3 people, 2 elderly ladies and an elderly man, on motorized wheelchairs, had been given tracks. Upon reaching the place where I stood, passing our tracks, one of the ladies said, "I totally agree with you. Without God, we wouldn't be here." How wonderful it is to see this dear lady praising God, even though she was on a wheelchair. And Psalm 146, verse 1, we read, "Praise ye Jehovah. Praise Jehovah, O my soul. While I live, will I praise Jehovah. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. I thanked her very much for the encouraging feedback as she continued on her way. Then I suddenly realized I have booklets in my backpack that I should have offered. So I quickly jogged to catch up with her and the 2 other persons with her and offered 3 "I hope God will save me" booklets. They all very gladly took it and said, "Thank you very much." Could it be that these were God's elect? May God bless His word greatly to their hearts. We stayed in the area of the Aloha Tower Mall, passing our tracks to tourists and to people going into the mall area until about lunchtime. Reception rate was probably in the area of about 50%. The people traffic began to decrease around 1 p.m. We took a break for lunch and while eating, praying that the Lord would guide us to the place He would have us to go. After lunch, we decided to walk a little bit, hoping to find an area where large crowds of people were. By God's grace and providence, we ended up in an area about 4 blocks away on the other side of the Aloha Tower Mall. This area, called the 4th Street Mall, had 2 universities centered near it and various popular stores like Macy's and Ross. It also had a main bus station and with a concrete seating area where people were waiting for the buses. There was also a McDonald's fast food restaurant nearby. Many college students were walking about in the area, as well as many tourists and people doing their shopping. We began to share the gospel tracts with the students and the people in the area with a reception rate of about 70 to 75%. A lady of retirement age walked up to me after receiving a tract. She had read a small portion of the tract, and she shared with me that she was happy to have received the tract. She said that she was an evangelist and wanted to know what church affiliation we were with. I shared with her many passages in the Bible, including 1 Peter 4:17, Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3, informing her that God is no longer using the churches. I told her that Satan is being worshipped in the churches and that true believers ought to get out of the churches. She was listening, and so I continued to talk with her, about God's word, sharing with her that the church age being over is part of a bigger picture that God will destroy this world in 2011. Once she heard that the end of the world is going to be 2011, her expression quickly changed, and she handed me back the tract, saying, "No man knows the day or the hour of the Lord's return." I tried to explain the meaning of the passage in 1 Thessalonians 5, which people commonly quote for not knowing the time of the end, while simultaneously continuing the distribution of the tracts. She would not hear any of my words. She sadly walked away. And Micah 7, verse 18, we read, "Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He returneth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy." As this lady sadly walked away that day, could it be that she would ponder the truth of God's word that she heard that day? May it be that God would be pleased to be merciful to her and open her spiritual eyes. An ambassador passing our tracks within the vicinity of one of the nearby universities within the 4th Street Mall noticed students walking to and fro. He also saw an outside coffee house. He walked over and gave the students tracks. One student who had received a tract and was reading it began asking the ambassador some questions. These were questions about the end of the church age and questions about the end of the world on 2011. The ambassador went to his backpack to pull out his Bible so as to answer the student's questions from God's Word. The student said he also had a Bible and pulled out his NIV Bible. The ambassador was able to show from the Bible the verses explaining the questions that the student had. At the end of the conversation, the ambassador gave the student and his friends copies of the booklet, "We Are Almost There." May it be that God will be pleased to bless his word greatly to the heart of those students. We praise God for a wonderful first full day of tract distribution. We especially praise God for directing and guiding us to the places that he had us to go. We closed out the day with a delicious dinner in the hotel's restaurant. After dinner, we met upstairs in the conference room for fellowship, a time of hymn singing, Bible reading, and reflections on how the day went. Wednesday the 15th, our team was assigned to the Ward Warehouse and the Ward Center. This was an area with many businesses, restaurants, and shopping areas. There weren't that much people traffic at the time we arrived, and so we decided to cover the businesses that were on both sides of the streets. We divided up so as to cover both sides of the street, walking door to door to cover the area. We walked in small craft stores, mom and pop stores, diners, restaurants, offices, and gas stations. Many of the stores and businesses allowed us to leave extra tracks for other employees and customers. This proved to be a very well-received track distribution opportunity. We continued this distribution effort until about lunchtime and then walked back to the award center. We were hoping that the lunchtime crowd would flood the area during lunch break. However, it was not as busy as we had hoped, and so we continued the door-to-door distribution, passing out tracts to the many local businesses in the area, while at the same time praying that the Lord would be pleased to lead us to places of large crowds of people. By God's wonderful providence, the Lord God guided us to an area of a large park and a local clinic. The clinic was a large three-story building. Inside were individual offices with receptionists and specialty doctors in each unit. Two ambassadors went inside to cover the floors. The ambassadors were able to go to each office and offer a tract to each receptionist. Once inside, they obtained permission from the receptionist to leave additional tracts at the reception area and also give tracts to the patients who were waiting in the reception areas. The ambassadors were also able to give tracts to patients in the hallways. This great opportunity continued until a security personnel informed our ambassador to stop, which he graciously complied. The ambassador outside covered the whole park, passing out tracts and booklets to several homeless individuals who were in the park. This was a great detour that our wonderful Lord God directed us to, and we give him all the praise and glory. In Jeremiah 10, verse 23, we read, O Jehovah, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10, verse 23. We had lunch at a nearby Jack in the Box fast food restaurant. After lunch, we went to a nearby high school. We learned of this high school through the restaurant's supervisor. By God's providence, we arrived at the high school just in time as the children were leaving for the day. There was a single exit gate where most of the children were exiting. Two ambassadors positioned on either side of the gate were able to pass out tracts to most of the students as they were leaving to go to their homes. We probably passed out about 600 to 800 tracts with a reception rate of about 80 to 90%. We picked up about 20 to 30 tracts from the ground, but this was a small discard as compared to the amount of tracts we passed out. May it be that God would be pleased to bless his word greatly to the hearts of these children. After that great distribution opportunity at the high school, we walked a little bit and by God's wonderful providence, ended up at the Alapai Transit Center. This was a major metro bus terminal. The Alapai Transit Center had many buses going to all different parts of the island. There was also a major street next to the terminal where buses were pulling up and people were getting off, on and off, transferring to other buses. It was also a blessing to have gotten there around the time of the evening rush hour. We were able to stay within the main sidewalk and able to pass our tracts to most of the people as they transferred to the different buses with very good reception. This was a great way to end the day. Proverbs 3, verse 6, we read, In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We praise God for directing us. On Thursday the 16th, our team went back to the Aloha Tower Mall, hoping to cover a large cruise ship that came in. Security advised us we couldn't distribute near the mall, so we went to a different area of about 2 to 3 blocks away. This area had many large corporate buildings, restaurants, and several banks. The street were very busy with four-way traffic and steady people traffic. We stayed at the public sidewalk, passing our tracks to people walking to and fro until about lunchtime, and then went to a nearby Subway's restaurant for lunch. After we finished lunch, we stood up to leave, and just then a lady quickly arrived at our table. Her name was Gladys. Gladys came over to ask us to pray for her and her family. She told us that she came to Hawaii from Washington, D.C. to bury her uncle. She informed us that her family is still struggling with the grief of her uncle's death and requested that we pray for her family. I prayed for Gladys and her family per her request, emphasizing God's true salvation through the Bible. We praise God for the opportunity to witness of God's comfort to Gladys through God's word, the Bible. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, we read, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. We also read in Psalm 46, verse 1, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." May it be that God would be so pleased to bless Gladys and her family with the true comfort of his salvation. We gave Gladys a Does God Love You tract and a booklet and told her of the family station on her FM dial that she can listen to in the Washington, D.C. area. That station is WFSI 107.9 FM. After lunch, we went to the 4th Street Mall. There were a good steady flow of people walking about today. We positioned ourselves on the major sidewalk near the main traffic light, close to the McDonald's restaurant and the main bus area, and the main bus station area. We've been at this mall before, but it was a great place to pass our tracks because new tourists, college students going to different classes, and new shoppers visited here all the time. Reception today was at about 50%. After receiving a tract from an ambassador, a lady came up to me asking to please pray for her and her son. This lady's name was Myrna, and her son's name was Patrick. She said that she and her son were about to be evicted from her home. She had a court date on October 21st at 1:30 p.m. She asked to please pray that God would not have her be evicted. I told her that I would pray for her and others would as well. I also shared with her many passages of comfort from God's Word, the Bible, letting her know that God is in control. May it be that our merciful Lord God was pleased to have granted her the petition that she requested. As I was putting this mission report together, I couldn't help but notice that her court date was on October 21st, 2008. Of course, my mind reflected on that earth, on the day of this earth's existence on October 21st, 2011. Isn't that quite a coincidence? In Romans chapter 3, verse 20, we read, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there's no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace to the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Romans 3, verses 20 to 26. We also read in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Could it be that our wonderfully gracious Lord God was pleased to have justified this dear lady and her son, covering them with the robe of the righteousness of Christ, so that by God's wonderful grace, these dear people would be caught up to be with Christ, raptured on May 21st, 2011, rather than the alternative, which is facing God's court of perfect justice and be destroyed on 2011, October 21st, 2011. May God be pleased to have mercy upon them. On Friday the 17th, our team went to Chinatown. This is a 15th block area located in downtown Honolulu and is a very popular gathering place for visitors. Here, you'll find Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, Thai, Filipino, Korean, Hawaiian, and Caucasian merchants working together and selling their products. There's an open market where all kinds of cultural items and fresh food items such as fresh produce, fish, meats, fruits, vegetables, and a lot of other items are sold. This area had been visited by other teams but was a very busy area visited daily by tourists and new shoppers and was a good place for tract distribution. We stayed in the market area, then walked to various businesses in a large park around Chinatown. Our reception rate was around 40%. After lunch, we caught the metro bus to a high school called the Mohana Lua High School. The exit gate area divided into three sections. There was a sidewalk on the left-hand side. The middle area was larger and was used for vehicular traffic. And there was another sidewalk on the right-hand side where students could enter. This was great for a team of three people. One person covered the students leaving on the left-hand side, another covered anyone entering or leaving on the right-hand side, and one person covered the vehicles traffic as the parents were leaving with their children and the vehicles. Reception rate was excellent. Many of the children read the title of the tract and loudly said, "Does God love me?" Then immediately answered, "Of course God loves me." May it be so that as these children would read God's word in those tracts, that indeed God would be pleased to bless his word to their hearts unto salvation. On Saturday the 18th, our team went to the University of Hawaii for the Mactoberfest Arts Fair. The event was being held in the arts building of the university. The turnout of people was not what we had hoped. We walked around the university giving tracts to students within the university. We walked to the bus stop where a college student, a young lady, sat, and I offered her a tract. She took the tract and began reading it right away. When I noticed this lady's great interest in reading God's word, I went over to offer her the booklet, We Are Almost There, explaining that this booklet is a Bible study that explains the information on the tract about 2011. She was very grateful and said, "Thank you very much." May it be that God was pleased to bless his way greatly to her heart. We finished the day at a large bus transit station called the Ala Moana Transit Station. The reception rate there was at about 40% to 50%. An ambassador was assigned to cover the shops and beaches around the hotel area. This area had proved to be a low receptivity area, as most of the tourists and the people around this area did not appear to have an interest in the gospel. However, God in his great love was about to show us once again his wonderful mercy. A man came up to the ambassador. That man, whose name was Jared, had been given a tract, and he had read the tract, and now he was very troubled about what he had read in the tract. Jared had many questions about the Bible. He taught that he had become saved years ago, but through the reading of the tract, he realized that it was a do-it-yourself, free will gospel. This man, being faced with the truth of God's word, was now asking the question, "What do I do now?" The ambassador was able to witness to this man sharing many passages from the Bible of God's true salvation program. The ambassador also offered him all the booklets which he had available in his backpack, and Jared received them gladly, saying that he would study them. In Isaiah 55, verse 10, we read, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." Isaiah 55, verses 10 through 11. We also read in Ezekiel 34, verse 11, For thus saith the Lord God, "Behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in a day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them of all places where they have been scattered in a cloudy and dark day." Ezekiel 34, verses 11 and 12. May it be that God will be pleased to bless his grace greatly to Jared's heart. Sunday the 19th, our team of three ambassadors was assigned to a large Baptist church, the New Hope Church. The church was using the facilities of a large high school. This church was so large that they had services inside. They had services inside the church and set up additional tents outside on the lawns. Two ambassadors were sent to the tent areas, giving tracts to all the people. The third ambassador worked the public sidewalks of people coming in and leaving the church. The distribution effort was going very well, with mostly everyone taking the tract. At this time, about 600 to 800 tracts had been given out. The pastor had gotten hold of a tract, and he was very upset. Security asked the ambassadors inside to leave, and they complied. The pastor also sent two of his ushers and asked his security, who were off-duty police officers, to ask us to leave the sidewalk. However, since this was a public sidewalk, the police officers advised them that it was okay for us to stay on the sidewalk. So therefore, the distribution of the tract continued on the sidewalk. But this was quickly becoming counterproductive, as the pastor now joined the team leader standing next to him, advising his parishioners to not take the track. And so we left. May it be that God was pleased to bless his words to the hearts of those who received those tracts. Next, we went to Chinatown to cover those shoppers heading to the markets. On this day, we were able to give tracts to many of the shoppers and some vendors. Reception rate was at about 50%. One vendor who had received the tract began to read it right away with great interest. When I noticed this, I quickly offered him a booklet, "We Are Almost There," and he gladly received it. May God be pleased to bless his word greatly to his heart unto salvation. On Monday the 20th, our team was assigned to the Ala Moana Shopping Center and surrounding areas. The Ala Moana Center, located in Honolulu, is the largest shopping mall in Hawaii. It is also the 14th largest shopping mall in the United States, with over 290 shops and restaurants. According to a Wikipedia site on the internet, over 56 million people visit the Ala Moana Center annually. This mall is a very popular tourist attraction, and it was also very close to a Walmart, and KFC was nearby. Track distribution inside the mall was not permitted, and so our team was stationed on the main public sidewalk just outside of the main entrance to the mall. This was a very busy area with four-way vehicular traffic, and people were walking to and fro throughout the area. Track distribution was very steady at a rate of about 50%. At lunchtime, we went to the nearby KFC. We met a gentleman there whose name was Andy. Andy had been given a tract. Our table was next to his, and he signaled to us to see an article that was in a free public newspaper, which was available at the restaurant. Andy was apparently aware of the message on the tract from the Bible that 2011 is the end. The newspaper article was about the end of the world, and he thought that it related to the same message that we were giving out on the tract. I checked it out and saw that it was a message that was based upon a free will gospel of accepting Christ. That article also mentioned physical and political events and was not at all affiliated with the true gospel of the Bible. This, however, provided an opportunity for me to share the true gospel with Andy. I offered him the booklet, We Are Almost There, and he gladly and graciously received it. Andy appeared to be a homeless man. Also offered him a Bible. He was so overjoyed to have received a very beautiful King James Version of the Bible. He thanked me multiple times and even inquired about the possibility of being a volunteer for Family Radio. And I provided him the toll-free number so that he can call to inquire about this. May God bless his word greatly to Andy's heart. On Tuesday the 21st, our team went to the Kahili High School. This was a very good track distribution opportunity, as most of the children took the track at a reception rate of about 75%. Once we were finished at the school, we continued walking, looking for other opportunities within the surrounding areas. We went to a residential area and there gave a track to a young man. His name was Yad. This young teenager of about 16 years old immediately showed great interest in the tract. He began to read it right away. This young man of high school age was the only one in that area that showed such interest in God's Word. We continued walking in the area to find other buildings, businesses, or gatherings of people to share God's Word with them. We found a nearby elementary school, but it appeared the children had already left, so we made our way back. We arrived at the same place where Yad had received a tract. He was still there. He now sat on the left-hand side sidewalk, still reading the tract with great interest. I walked over to offer him the booklet, We Are Almost There, explaining that this is a study explaining the timeline of history and the world ending in 2011. He gladly received the booklet. I also asked Yad whether he had a Bible. He said that he had been meaning to get one, but he had not gotten around to it. By God's providence, we had an extra Bible and gave it to him. And he was very grateful and thanked us for it. Could it be that God was pleased to bless his word unto salvation to the heart of this young man? On Wednesday the 22nd, our team went to the Aloha Stadium to share tracts to the people going to the flea market. This area was quite a distance from our hotel, as it was a bus ride of over an hour to get there. On the bus, I sat near a man and his wife and their little child on a stroller. The man, whose name was Joe, noticed my attire consisting of a Does God Love You shirt and the Does God Love You hat, and asked, what church am I affiliated with? This opened the door to share God's word with him. I told him that I am not part of any church. I shared with Joe many passages from the Bible, showing him that God is not using the churches anymore and that true believers are to come out of the churches. I also offered him a Does God Love You tract, and he gladly received it and began reading it right away. When I noticed his great interest in reading the tract, I also offered him the booklet We Are Almost There, and he also gladly received that. As the bus finished, as the bus continued on the long ride to the stadium, I noticed that when Joe had finished reading the tract, he immediately started reading the booklet. Could it be that God was pleased to bless his word greatly to Joe and his family unto salvation? As for the distribution opportunity at the flea market, we went there for about 45 minutes. We were passing our tracts with good reception. But security advised us that we could not continue to pass our tracts there. So we walked a couple of miles within the surrounding areas and passed our tracts to businesses and people in the area with fair reception. The next day, Thursday, the 23rd, was the last day of tract distribution. Our team was assigned to the town of Kahilua. This is a town of about 45 minutes to an hour bus ride from our hotel. We were able to distribute tracts to many local businesses and people around the area. We met one man in a mini mall area. This man, his name was Fred. He pulled up in his truck to where I was standing passing our tracts near the sidewalk, and he had some questions. Fred had received a tract in the booklet, We Are Almost There, from an ambassador who were previously in the area from a different team. He said that he had read the tract and read the booklet and wanted to know whether we truly believe that the end of the world was going to be 2011. I told him that based upon the information on the Bible, God is telling us that he will destroy this world in 2011. True believers will be raptured on May 21st, 2011, followed by a 5-month period of hell on this earth, then the end on October 21st, 2011. I shared with him that God and the Bible always told someone before he brought destruction. We read in Amos 3, verse 7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. I shared with Fred that God told Noah that he would destroy this world. He told him 120 years before it happened, and he told him to make preparations. God also told him exactly when the flood was coming. Similarly, God told Abraham that he would destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. God also told Lot and his family that he would destroy that city. Moreover, when God was going to destroy Nineveh, he told Jonah what he was going to do. And now, God is telling us in the Bible that he's going to destroy this world in 2011. I encourage Fred to please read again the booklet, We Are Almost There, and encourage him to cry to God for his mercy if he's not saved. Also encourage them to go on the Family Radio website and order other helpful materials and books available on this subject. He thanked me for taking the time to talk with him. Could it be that this man was one of God's elect? May God bless his word to his heart. There were many other great stories that occurred where we met people who were truly moved and troubled by the message that we are truly near the end of the world. We had so many instances of God's providence where, for example, we would go to one place and not be allowed to pass our tracts, and yet a few blocks away we'd run into people who were very interested in the message of the gospel. We also went to places where the reception of the tract were very low, but yet we would run into people in those areas that were very eager to hear more of God's word. A great example was the story I shared earlier of the young man near the hotel and beach area. This was an area where the reception was very low. People just seemed to be more concerned with the enjoyment of the things of this world rather than the gospel. And yet, God had that ambassador to go there and give that tract to that young man, and immediately was challenged about the gospel that he had been taught. He realized right away that he had been taught a do-it-yourself gospel. And now he was asking the question, what do I do now? What do I do now? I believe this right there captured the reason that perhaps God wanted us to come to Hawaii to bring his precious gospel to these dear people. In closing, we read in Psalm 18, verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of Jehovah is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save Jehovah? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Psalm 18, verses 30 to 32. May it be that God was so pleased to bless his word greatly to the hearts of the people of Hawaii. Amen. Are there any questions? Take any questions. Maybe we have a few minutes. Maybe I can take one or two. Lester, you have a question?
Was it difficult for your people to run into very difficult standards, like when you were at the mall and the security came and told you that we cannot do it here, and why come you couldn't question security and tell them why, you know, or come you couldn't tell them to speak to the manager of the mall? Something like that. Because when I was in a place where I was bringing the gospel, I had to speak to the manager, and sometimes the manager would say yes, and sometimes he would say no to me, you know. But you had to obey because you had to. It was a public place, right?
With that, Lester, we had to. You know, pray for God for wisdom, you know, with this situation. And we always want to, you know, recognize that if God closes the door, then we just move on. And that's what we did. We're just trusting God's providence. And there's no need to argue about the law. We just, you know, we just go as God provides with that.
Okay. Okay.
All right. We're done. Are there any other questions? All right. Well, we'll take a...